I've debated as much with one of those US Navy SEALs who has, over the years, expressed increasingly anti-Muslim sentiments, despite his personal affection for me as an individual. I later had the opportunity to dedicate 2 years to researching the question that had possessed me. What causes violent radicalization? And could non-military interventions serve as a more powerful first line of defense? During this period at Dartmouth College, which I spent as an international Fulbright scholar, I was surprised to uncover patterns of unbelievable contradictions among so-called Muslim terrorist martyrs, operatives, and in some cases, even leaders. In an academic setting, however, one is typically steered towards being research-oriented rather than solutions-oriented. More than a decade later, this book attempts to satiate the need to contribute to a more sustainable prevention of violent extremism. Introduction. The three freedoms which all human beings crave, freedom from want, freedom from war or large-scale violence, and freedom from arbitrary or degrading treatment, are closely interconnected. There is no